Coach Blaine Forsyth. It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball. The Dutch defeat Newton on a big margin to finish the winter or first portion of the season before winter break 7-2 by a 75-47 margin. And Coach Forsyth, obviously, again, you know, things are still working out overall, but your girls with some big runs in that first half in particular that built the lead, including 9 in a row by Cameron Long. All in all, I'm sure if you would have started and I asked you in October, you'd be 7-2 at the break. I think you'd be very happy with that, and your girls, it seems like, are getting better each game with that.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing I'm most proud about is how our girls have battled back after, you know, 2 wins right away, and then you got North Polk and Norwalk, and you know, they had the opportunity to just kind of be like, eh, we're not super good and things like that. But I'm really proud of how they stuck together and continued to trust us as coaches. And then just ultimately them going out and making adjustments and taking coaching and taking feedback has put them in a really good position. And I feel like we've had a couple really big wins, and there's still a lot for us to clean up. So just excited about what's to come, excited to continue to work with this group. They're just a fun group of girls that, you know, want to do well and want to compete with every opportunity that they get.
Game started out 4-0, and it felt those first couple minutes were a little clunky, but once you got your sea legs underneath you, so to speak, boom, a 13-0 run, and it was a different, you know, girl each time you were up the floor, and I know that's more of what you're trying to do, spread the ball around, and it was good shots. Again, the start you didn't want, but a good response.
Yeah, you know, great response. You got down 4-0, and we talk about, you know, making those runs 4 to 6 points and not letting them get any further than that, and then you know, I think the thing that's been really fun to see is the runs that we've been able to go on. We've had a couple that have been 20-plus, and I think today was maybe 10 to 12 or something like that. So just their ability to, you know, continue to believe in each other, continue to do the things that we want to do, have allowed us to go on runs and put us in a good spot multiple times throughout the game.
And it was overall very balanced scoring, but again, it's the second time I've talked to you where Cameron Long's had a big night, 14 points in the second quarter. It felt like when you needed to pull away, it was Cameron coming in. She had that 5-point play at one point where she ended up getting the 3-pointer right after she made a bucket. You know, again, it just feels like Cameron, you know, when those faster guards got her with Gilbert and Fort Madison, had to adjust, and it looks like she's starting to make those adjustments and learn from playing those good defenses.
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing that she knocked down 2 threes, and she was in a little bit of a slump, but we just keep preaching to our girls, continue to take open shots, continue to shoot with confidence, and she was able to knock down a couple, and that's only going to open up her drive. She is so fast and so quick that when she knocks down a couple shots, she's able to get to the rim, you know, with a little bit more ease. So just a great game for Cameron, another step in the right direction for her. So really proud of how she played for tonight.
And for Katie and for Jenna, it's weird to say quiet nights, but they kind of spread and kind of hit other shots there and helped surround and fill that surrounding cast once again. And it's weird to say that Katie and Jenna are quiet at anything because they've had really big weeks, but it goes to show that the rest of the team around some of those top scorers are starting to really build their confidence.
Yeah, you know, kind of those first couple games of the year, you know, Cameron had a couple big games, and then we were all kind of around that 7-8 point range. You know, to see a couple girls get into the double figures has been really good for our team, and we know it could be a different girl each night. So just the ability to spread the ball around, find who's ever hot, and make sure that we are putting our players in position to play to their strengths is something that we really value.
Here with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, and I want to pick on one more player in a good way, and Michaela Vincent, Maggie Thompson, who you and I both adore. She's a fantastic young lady, just gets into some foul trouble here. Michaela Vincent's really emerged as a big threat for you, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like when Maggie kind of gets herself figured out, what those two can do underneath. You got two really solid post players.
Yeah, you know, they battle every single day in practice, so they're just making each other better. You know, unfortunately, Maggie's been in some foul trouble, but it's that next player mentality that we have, that we trust that our teammates are going to come in and pick us up. And Michaela's has really risen to that occasion lately. We know Maggie's going to have some big games, and we're going to need her to step up because, you know, Michaela's in foul trouble. Other girls are in foul trouble. So, you know, proud of Michaela and also really proud of Maggie. It's so easy to get into foul trouble and disengage from the game, but I can't remember if it was the Gilbert game or the Carlisle game. You know, Maggie was in foul trouble, and she came up with some really big points in the second half. So credit to Maggie. That shows, you know, that's a great senior leader that's staying engaged, and she's there to pick up her teammates.
She still had 8 points and 5 rebounds. So once she can be on the floor for 32 minutes, it'll be very interesting to see how high those numbers go. And then from there, as I talked about at the top, 7-2 with the schedule you had, you're now number 10 in Class 4A, which we'll find out, I think, a couple times after break just how good that is. And you and I was to talk the week leading up to New Year's. But, I mean, 7-2 with all the seniors you lost, with the turnover and the girls who were coming back but had to step up in big roles, this very easily could have been a 4-4 start, which wouldn't have been a necessarily bad thing. But here you are now, 7 wins into this thing, and have a real shot to find yourself again on that home road. Not only that, but top in half of the conference and then a home road to the state tournament. So I imagine you have to be very happy with how things have gone.
Yeah, super happy for the girls and just the work that they put in throughout the summer and in this season. We hope that they see how their hard work is paying off. And we know we have a lot of big games coming up, right away at the, after the break. And then our conference is a dogfight each night. So we know we're going to get a couple more ranked opponents, and we're looking forward to seeing our growth after, adding a couple wrinkles over break. And really excited for that portion. I hope our girls are playing with a lot of confidence, and I think they are. And we hope that just continues to build. We have a scrimmage on the 30th with some top-ranked teams in 5A. So it'll be another good measuring stick just with, trying some new things and seeing some competition that, that's just really high level.
And the exciting part, you said it earlier, it feels like we're not even close to the best of what this team has because they're still so fairly young and all those things. And I have to imagine you have to be really excited that this team could take another step in the second half of the season and put themselves back in the top eight of Class 4A. There's a chance of that because of just the potential that's still out there.
Yeah, I think all of our girls are in new roles this year. There's not a single girl that really has the same role that they had last year. So figuring out, where's our scoring going to come from, who's going to step up each night, is just a really cool thing for this group because it's going to continue to change. It's going to continue to evolve. And I truly believe our best basketball is ahead.
That's head coach Blaine Forsyth of the Pella girls basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee following a 75-47 win to end 2024. Blaine, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll get to see you right before the New Year's holiday with our winter recap and catch-up. But in the meantime, enjoy a little break for the holidays, and I can't wait for 2025.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Thank you very much.